Danielle Ferrineau is our guide to the Chateau country of the Loire Valley right now on Travel with Rick Steves. So there's so many dimensions of the Loire, and of course, when you're thinking of the actual the icon of the Loire, it's the chateaus, the palaces, and you've got Chenonceau, the nicknamed the Lady's Chateau, so elegantly draping over the river with its bridge. You've got Chambord, the mighty 440-room Chambord. You've got Giverny, its hunting lodge with all the dogs at feeding time. Azay-les-Rideaux, which is the fairy tale facade with the reflecting ponds. Villandry, with the best gardens. Langeais, that's sort of the most medieval-feeling fortress. Beautiful interior, Langeais. And, Danielle, let's just finish off with one more chateau. What would be one extra chateau beyond all of the obvious ones that I just listed?
Chaumont is another Renaissance chateau on top of a hill where every year there's a sort of contest, a festival of garden. So it's full of creativity. It's really interesting to see.
A creative festival of gardens.
Yes.
Right in the grounds of the Chaumont
Chateau.
Exactly.
Yes, on top of the hill.
Chaumont.
Yes.
Chaumont.
Chaumont.
Hot mountain.
The hot mountain.
The hot gardens at the hot mountain.